This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. Rachel Roberts as Beatrice and Rex Harrison as Benedict trade verbal barbs in some of the bard's most amusing love scenes.
I learned in this letter that Don Pedro of Aragon comes this night to Messina.
He's very near by this. He was not 3 leagues off when I left him.
How many gentlemen have you lost in this action?
Oh, but few of any sort, and none of name.
A victory is twice itself when the achiever brings home full numbers. I find here that Don Pedro hath bestowed much honor on a young Florentine called Claudio.
Much deserved on his part, and equally remembered by Don Pedro. He hath borne himself beyond the promise of his age, doing in the figure of a lamb the feats of a lion. He hath indeed better bettered expectation than you must expect of me to tell you how.
He hath an uncle here in Messina will be very much glad of it.
I've already delivered him letters, and there appears much joy in him. Even so much that joy could not show itself modest enough without a badge of bitterness.
And did he break out into tears?
In great measure.
A kind overflow of kindness. There are no faces truer than those that are so washed. How much better is it to weep at joy than to joy at weeping?
I pray you, is Signor Mantanto returned from the wars on earth?
I know none of that name, lady. There was none such in the army of any sort.
And what is he that you asked for, niece?
My cousin means Signor Benedict of Padua.
Oh, he's returned, and as pleasant as ever he was.
He set up his bills here in Messina, and challenged Cupid at the flight. And my uncle Fool, reading the challenge, subscribed for Cupid and challenged him at the bird boat. I pray you, how many hath he killed and eaten in these wars? But how many hath he killed? For indeed, I promised to eat all of his killing.
Faith, niece, you tax Signor Benedict too much. But he'll be meet with you, I doubt it not.
He hath done good service, lady, in these wars.
You have musty victual, and he hath helped to eat it. He's a very valiant trencher man. He hath an excellent stomach.
And a good soldier too, lady.
And a good soldier to a lady. But what is he to a lord?
Lord to a lord, a man to a man, stuffed with all honourable virtue.
Oh, it is so indeed. He is no less than a stuffed man, but for the stuffing... Well, we are all mortal.
You must not so mistake, my niece. There's a kind of merry war betwixt Signor Benedict and her. They never meet, but there's a skirmish of wit between them.
Alas, he gets nothing by that. In our last conflict, 4 of his 5 wits went halting off, and now is the whole man governed with one. So that if he have wit enough to keep himself warm, let him bear it for a difference between himself and his horse. For it is all the wealth that he hath left to be known a reasonable creature. Who is his companion now? He hath every month a new sworn brother.
It's possible.
Very easily possible. He wears his face, but as the fashion of his hat. It ever changes with the next block.
I see, lady, the gentleman is not in your books.
No, and he were, I would burn my study. But I pray you, who is his companion? Is there no young squarer now that will make a voyage with him to the devil?
He's most in the company of the right noble Claudio.
Oh, Lord, he will hang upon him like a disease. He is sooner caught than the pestilence, and the taker runs presently mad. God help the noble Claudio. If he have caught the Benedict, it will cost him £1,000 ere he be cured.
I will hold friends with you, lady.
Do, good friend.
You will never run mad, niece.
No, not till a hot January.
Don Pedro's approaching.
Our good Signor Leonato.
Are you come to meet your trouble? The passion of the world is to avoid cost, and you encounter it.
Never came trouble to my house in the likeness of your grace. For trouble being gone, and comfort should remain. But when you depart from me, sorrow abides and happiness takes his leave.
You embrace your charge too willingly. I think this is your daughter.
Her mother hath many times told me so.
Were you in doubt, sir, that you asked her?
Yes, Signor Benedict, no. But then were you a child.
You have it full, Benedict. We may guess by this what you are, being a man. Truly, the lady fathers herself. Be happy, lady, for you are like her honorable father.
If Signor Leonato be her father, she would not have his head on her shoulders for all Messina as like him as she is.
I wonder that you will still be talking, Signor Benedict. Nobody marks you.
What? My dear Lady Disdain, are you yet living?
Is it possible Disdain should die? Will she have such meat food to feed it as Signor Benedict? Courtesy itself must convert to Disdain if you come in her presence.
Then is courtesy a turncoat? It is certain I am loved of all ladies, only you excepted. And I would I could find in my heart that I had not a hard heart, for truly I love none.
A dear happiness to women, they would else have been troubled with a pernicious suitor. I thank God and my cold blood, I am of your humor for that. I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
God keep your ladyship still in that mind. So some gentleman or other shall scape a predestinate scratched face.
Scratching could not make it worse than for such a face as yours.
Well, you're a rare parrot, teacher.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
I would my horse have the speed of your tongue, so good a continuer. But keep your way, God's name, I have done.
You always end with a jade's trick. I know you of old.
That is the sum of all, Leonato. Signor Claudio and Signor Benedict, my dear friend Leonato has invited you all. I tell him we shall stay here at the least a month, and he heartily prays some occasion may detain us longer. I dare swear he is no hypocrite, but prays from his heart.
If you swear, my lord, you shall not be forceful. Let me bid you welcome, my lord. Being reconciled to the prince, your brother, I owe you all duty.
I thank you. I am not of many words, but I thank you.
Please, it your grace, lead on.
Your hand, Leonato. We will go together.
Benedict, didst thou note the daughter of Signor Leonato?
I noted her not, but I looked on her.
Is she not a modest young lady?
Do you question me as an honest man should do for my simple, true judgment? Or would you have me speak after my customers, being a professed tyrant to their sex?
No, I pray thee, speak in sober judgment.
Why, faith, methinks she's too low for a high praise, too brown for a fair praise, and too little for a great praise. Only this commendation I can afford her, that were she other than she is, she were unhandsome, and being no other but as she is, I do not like her.
Thou thinkest I am in sport. I pray thee, tell me truly how thou likest her.
Would you buy her that you inquire after?
Can the world buy such a jewel?
Yea, in a case to put it into. But speak you this with a sad brow, or do you play the flouting jack to tell us Cupid is a good hair finder and Vulcan a rare carpenter? Come, in what key shall a man take you to go in the song?
In mine eyes, she is the sweetest lady that ever I looked on.
I can see yet without spectacles, and I see no such matter. There's her cousin, and she were not possessed with a fury, exceeds her as much in beauty as the 1st of May doth the last of December. But I hope you have no intent to turn husband, have you?
I would scarce trust myself, though I have sworn the contrary. Hera would be my wife.
Is it come to this? In faith, hath not the world one man but he will wear his cap with suspicion? Shall I never see a bachelor of 80 again? Oh, go to, if faith. Now it needs thrust thy neck into a yoke, wear the print of it, sigh away stunders. Oh, look, Don Pedro is returned to seek you.
Now, what secret have held you here that you followed not to Leonato's?
I would your grace would constrain me to tell.
I charge thee on thy allegiance.
You hear, Count Claudio. I can be secret as a dumb man, I would have you think so, but on my allegiance, I mark you this, on my allegiance. He is in love.
With who?
Now, that is your grace's part. Well, mark how short his answer is. With Hero. Leonardo's short daughter.
If this were so, so were it uttered.
Like the old tale, my lord, it is not so, nor twas not so, but indeed, God forbid, it should be so.
If my passion changed not shortly, God forbid it should be otherwise.
Amen, if you love her, for the lady is very well worthy.
You speak this to fetch me in, my lord?
By my troth, I speak my thought.
And in faith, my lord, I spoke mine.
By two faiths and troths, my lord, I spoke mine.
But I love her, I feel.
That she is worthy, I know.
But I neither feel how she should be loved, nor know how she should be worthy, is the opinion that fire cannot melt out of me. I will die in it at the stake.
Oh, thou wast ever an obstinate heretic in the despite of beauty.
And never could maintain his part but in the force of his will.
That a woman conceived me, I thank her. That she brought me up, I likewise give her most humble thanks. But that I will have a recheat winded in my forehead, or hang my bugle in an invisible baldrick, all women shall pardon. Because I will not do them the wrong to mistrust any, I will do myself the right to trust none. And the fine is, which I may go the finer, I will live a bachelor.
I shall see thee ere I die look pale with love.
With anger, with sickness, or with hunger, my lord, not with love. Prove that ever I lose more blood with love than I will get again with drinking, pick out mine eyes with a ballad maker's pen and hang me up in the door of a brothel house. For the sign of blind Cupid.
Well, if ever thou dost fall from this faith, thou wilt prove a notable argument.
Well, if I do, hang me in a bottle like a cat and shoot at me. And he that hits me, let him be tapped on the shoulder and called Adam.
Well, as time shall try. In time, the savage bulls upbear the yoke.
The savage bull may. But if ever the sensible Benedict bear it, pluck off the bull's horns and set them in my forehead. And let me be vilely painted, and in such great letters as they write, here is good horse to hire. Let them signify under my sign, here you may see Benedick, the married man.
If this should ever happen, thou wouldst be all mad.
Nay, if Cupid have not spent all his quiver in Venice, thou wilt quake for this shortly.
I look for an earthquake too, then.
Well, you will temporize with the hours. In the meantime, good Signor Benedick, repair to Leonardo's, commend me to him, and tell him I will not fail him at supper. For indeed, he hath made great preparation.
I have almost matter enough in me for such an embassage, and so I commit you
to the tuition of God from my house if I had it.
The 6th of July, your loving friend, Benedict.
Nay, mock not, mock not. The body of your discourse is sometimes guarded with fragments, and the guards are but slightly basted on, neither. Ere you flout old ends any further, examine your conscience. So I leave you.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.